I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Sue Scott and Nancy Crossman. They are co-founders of the inaugural Corn-Fed Film Fest in Macomb. Sue, when does the film fest take place?
It's scheduled for April 13th, that's a Friday, and runs through the weekend, so Sunday the 15th.
And where will the films be shown?
They'll be shown mostly on the square during Friday and Saturday. The opening reception will be at the West Central Illinois Arts Center. The films on Saturday during the day will be on the square in various locations, venues. And then in the evening we move to the university campus at the Sandberg Theater and Morgan Hall.
So, Nancy, why did you decide to start a film fest in Macomb?
There have been a lot of people around town periodically over probably the past couple of years who have talked about a film fest. It just seemed like there was enough interest that Sue and I both compared notes and realized that we both had talked to a lot of people who had that interest. And we said, hey, let's just call a meeting. Let's get these people together that have expressed interest and see where it goes. And that's really how it started.
Did you experience that too, Sue, talking to people? There seemed to be an interest in perhaps doing this sort of thing?
Absolutely. The museum ran a program last summer called Cinema Under the Stars, where we showed films outside, and there was a great response to that, and people were very excited. So that, again, like Nancy mentioned, showed me that there was public interest as well as organizational interest in the community.
Did you attend other film fests to get ideas?
Not specifically. I have been to film fests, but not since we've started this. And so, no. But I will say, I think both of us, a lot of us on the committee, have gone to the websites of other film fests and have learned a lot from that.
What sort of things have you learned from other film fests?
To make it specific to the region, and I think that's why we chose the name that we did, Corn-Fed, because you have to address your audience here. And so we are mixing the festival to be some student films, which bring in some of the local talent. But then we also decided that because of part of our location is that we don't have access to a lot of films because of our location. So to bring in films from outside that people might not normally get a chance to see. So we have a couple of documentaries that haven't been shown in theaters or are being distributed by DVDs. So this festival gives an opportunity for us to show those to the community.
I also, on a more, I guess, a logistics level, I think we learned a lot about how to put out the word to get submissions for, like, our independent filmmakers competition, learned about things about scheduling, things about just how to plan, what we need to take into consideration. You know, there's always that, oh, hey, this will be great, let's do a film fest, but you don't necessarily always think of all the things that go into that. And we've learned a lot about what goes into it. This is a work in progress.
And you had mentioned there's a committee. Did you want to mention who else has been involved in getting this up and running?
It's a mix of people that are involved with either businesses or the university. They have passions for film or even background in film. So Curtis Bisbee from Tri-State Public Radio has been helpful. Roberta De Clemente.
De Carmine.
Thank you.
Roberta De Carmine.
I always want to make her sound so, anyway. She's involved with the English department and teaches film studies courses here and has been helping with the WIU student film group as well. So she's got them involved. We've got the Millers, Jason and Kimberly from Shiloh's, a business that's been supportive. We've got Sam Parker, who also taught film, a retired professor from the university. Tamara Parker for the Convention Bureau here in Macomb. She actually has some experience working in the Cisco Festival in Champaign, so she brought that with us. And then John
Midas has been, he's been very helpful, helped design our logo and has had a lot of good ideas.
And Bill Knight, who has a passion for film and a background in journalism, and he's been a big help to us, too. And other people have been around the periphery, kind of shooting us ideas, and they may not have the time to be on the committee, but have really been supportive.
Mark Dial conducted a workshop for young filmmakers for us, and that was very fun and very successful. We had a lot of interest from that.
Nancy, you organized the Summer Theater Day Camp for the West Central Illinois Arts Center, and Sue, you're curator of the Western Illinois Museum, so you both have experience organizing events. How is this different from what you've done before?
For me, it's the multiple venues and trying to, you know, the logistics of, you know, not having your venue that you know really well. And also the just I think some of the challenges have been the rights for films and being able to secure those.
That's what I was going to say. I think, for one thing, bigger and different, yes. Learning a lot about things like securing rights for films. A lot more in terms of planning, a lot of different aspects that we've had to bring together. And it's also, I think, this is one where we don't really have any way of knowing what's going to happen. With the Flying Monkeys, we have registration. With a lot of the programs that they do at the museum, they at least get some kind of an idea of how many people. We are hoping we will have lots of people that will come from all over. But at this point, we have no way of knowing, and that's an adventure, trying to plan for that.
One other quick thing that I think is really important is that it has brought in other organizations and businesses to work together. So that's something that's very unique about a community program or festival like this. So it's been really wonderful to work with the West Central Arts Center or the businesses on the square like Shiloh's and the Old Dairy. So that, I think, is different and exciting to me.
We've had a lot of support from, like Sue said, the Arts Center and the Old Dairy and the museum, of course, and the MACVB and Citizens Bank and Mid-America Bank and who am I forgetting in our sponsors?
The wine cellars.
And then a lot of businesses on the square that have joined us as community partners, which means they're providing special offers to people who attend the festival.
To coincide with this being the first year of the Film Fest, your theme basically is kind of firsts. Mm-hmm. What are some of the firsts that will be part of the fest?
Well, let's see. We have first films. I'm going to let you take some of that in terms of the, well, first films by students. We have a student filmmakers competition, so that's kind of firsts. We have an independent filmmakers competition, which is early filmmakers. These are people who are just getting started, and so these are some of their firsts. Some of our feature films are...
We're showing one of the first films that was shown in Macomb. So His Majesty the American is a 1919 silent film with Douglas Fairbanks, and that was shown, I believe, at the Grand Theater. We're still concretizing the location, but anyway, we'll show that. We're showing...
I'm just going to jump in on that. That was also the first feature film that was released by United Artists.
So a lot of these films operate on a different levels of first. We have Blood Simple, which is the first directorial debut by Joel Cohen. But then we have something like Rashomon, which really was the first to use flashbacks in its film. And it also was a very early international film that kind of came to America and kind of opened up that opportunity for films to be shown here.
Yeah, it was actually the first to use flashbacks in a unique way. It used flashbacks to show different perspectives on what it was flashing back to. So Rashomon has four different perspectives on the same incident, which we've seen in a lot of films since then, but this was the first to do that. So that's kind of an interesting aspect.
We're really excited about some of the documentaries that we're also showing. So that's not just narrative films. We have Zielinski, which is produced by Chase Thompson and Ryan Walker, who is from Macomb. And that's his first documentary film about John Zielinski, who is an Iowan reporter.
An author
who has some controversial footage that he wants to make known, and he approaches the Walker and Thompson with that. The other is Fever Year. It's a very beautiful film about the work of Andrew Burr, the musician, and it's by Isandra Andra.
Zian Aranda.
Thank you.
It's a hard name. I finally figured out how to pronounce it. Zian Aranda.
And it just talks about his creative practice and also his work. And he's a very interesting artist that uses loops and multiple instruments to create these beautiful layered music.
You mentioned that you have some people submitting films. How many have you received and from where? Just this region or from across the country?
Actually, we've had, for our student films, we've had six submissions, and they are from across the country. We have three from Macomb, But we have three others that are from as far away as Boston. We have one from a student in Boston. So.
And for the independent films, we actually have an international submission. We have one from Manchester in the UK, and then again across the country from LA to Las Vegas to, again, to the East Coast. So we have a good selection and a good sampling, and they range from short films to a full feature film for the independents, and those will be shown in three venues on Saturday afternoon.
How will people know where to go and to see particular films, when and where to go?
The website is probably the place you can go to right now, and that's cornfedfilmfest.net. And we are publishing a program thanks to some funding from the City of Macomb. And we will be using the Convention Bureau / Museum as a welcoming center. So that'll be open starting Friday. And you can pick up a program that lists the times, the locations, ticket prices, and some information about what the films are about. So you kind of can pick and choose what you want to see. Also at that location, you can currently go ahead and buy tickets. So advance tickets are on sale for the opening reception on Friday. We have an all-day fest pass for $20. So on Saturday, you can see, with that pass, you can walk into any film you want. And that's a great deal, $20 for, eight or nine films in that day you could potentially see. And also a fest pass for the whole weekend, and that's $70. And that includes not only the opening reception at the Arts Center, but a brunch at Shiloh's on Sunday morning. So that's a great deal,
too. And
all
of the films for
the
weekend. Which, by the way, one of the films that I think we forgot to mention is that on Sunday, we do have a matinee. We're ending the festival with a matinee film of I Want to Hold Your Hand, which was Robert Zemeckis' first film. And so that brings the first back. And that will be shown at the Arts Center at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And I also wanted to just flash back really quickly to one other film that I would like to make sure we mention, and that is that we are going to be showing The Collector, which is Marcus Dunstan, who is a Macomb native. It is his directorial debut, and it is sort of typical Marcus Dunstan fashion, so it's kind of a horror-type film that will be shown on campus at 9:30 on Saturday evening.
So you can see at the committee, we really did try to have a broad range from family films to horror films to international films, so we're hoping that there's something for everybody at the festival.
You mentioned the website is a place you can people can go to find out more information. I understand you're also printing a program. Where will those be available?
Yes, that is correct, and they will be available at various places around town. The Western Illinois Museum, the West Central Illinois Arts Center, possibly at Shiloh's. I'm not exactly sure where all we'll have them, but they will be available beginning today. And people can go and find out everything about the films and where they'll be shown and the tickets and everything.
All right. The Film Fest begins a week from today. This might be the wrong time to ask this question, but will there be a second Corn-Fed Film Fest?
Absolutely.
I hope so. It's been really exciting and interesting to work on this. I think the community is going to respond well. Also, we love suggestions. So as we go through this is our first year. Things may not be perfect, but please feel free to drop us an email, or we'll have suggestion boxes around, and let us know what you think or some ideas for next year. We'd be happy to hear them.
All right. Sue Scott and Nancy Crossman are co-founders of the inaugural Corn-Fed Film Fest in Macomb. We've run out of time for today. Thanks for joining us. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.